ash in the wine from the fires in Malibu Canyon. You can almost see from here. I want you to know I don't do this. I'm not one of those guys that sends his family on vacation just so he can. But when I met you at the corporate party, I...
It'll be worth it. I'll do things with you no one's ever done.
Downstairs.
Oh, okay. Don't let the media in on the writings in blood on the wall.
Okay.
Excuse me, sir. If I can ask your indulgence, this is a restricted crime scene.
Agent Mulder, I'm with the Bureau.
Nobody called the Bureau.
They should have.
Look, LAPD has seen, I don't know what, maybe a couple of weird crime scenes down the years. I think we can handle things.
There's no time for agency rivalries. I don't care about credit for the arrest or what goes on whose record. For the past year, these killers have murdered 6 people in 2 states. They only kill at night. By the end of the week, 2 more people will be dead and they will be gone.
Just how do you know all this?
There's a file on the previous murders. I've studied it. I've studied them. I've been waiting 3 months for them to reappear.
And just how can you be sure that these are the same killers?
The wire reported a body was found drained of blood. Bite marks on the exterior jugular and median cubital veins. Every mirror in the house was smashed.
Yeah, well, it's what the wire didn't report that distinguishes this scene.
There's writings on the wall, written in the victim's blood. He who eats of my flesh and drinks of my blood shall have eternal life. I will raise him up on the last day. They have the same feeble, literal grasp of the Bible as all those big-haired preachers do. The victim, was he a father?
Yeah, 3 boys. The family's been notified.
In Memphis, they murdered James Ellis, 58, father of Ellis's son's clothiers. The second victim was a Korean woman, Linda's son. The third victim was a Jesuit theologian. Excuse me. In Portland, 3 months ago, the first victim was a priest. The second victim was the only son in a family of 6 children. The last victim was the owner of a New Age bookshop, the Holy Spirit. I believe that's how they perceive themselves, as a kind of unholy trinity. They use these to extract the blood and then store it for a quick fix later. Their need is insatiable, but murdering for blood risks exposure and capture. If my profile of the previous cases holds true, they've been living in the city and working near blood products for the past month.
Look, Agent Mulder, I'm really sorry. I was such a hard ass back there, but in this town, it's really tough to trust anyone. Truth is, I'd be happy to have you work on our investigation. Now, this is Detective Nguyen.
I'm working alone.
An FBI agent without a partner? Look, Mulder, our department is under a crisis alert right now because of the fires in the canyon. The fact is, I don't think I can free up many resources for you right now.
I only need one thing.
Hollywood Bluffing.
Yeah, hi, this is Marty Mulder from your payroll service. I have a question regarding the W-4 form of a recent employee.
You mean Frank?
When was he hired?
A couple weeks ago. He's the night watchman.
Breaking the light bulbs.
I'll wait upstairs. Tell us your real name.
I can't take it! Turn off the lights! You're killing me! Turn them off! Please! Turn off the lights! Please! Turn them off!
That better?
Son, and she is the unholy spirit.
And the three of you killed Garrett Laurie.
No.
Your fingerprints were found at the crime scene.
No. When a snake eats a fly, it's not murder. It just is.
Frogs eat flies. Are you dead?
I never will be.
You believe that?
Don't you want to live forever?
Not if drawstring pants come back into style.
Look, what nobody realizes is that there is no afterlife. I know this, but listen to me. I know this because when we prolong our lives by taking theirs, all I see is such horror in their eyes. And that's because at that moment, they're face to face with death. And then suddenly they realize there's nothing else. There's no heaven. There's no soul. It's just rot and it's just decay. And I will never, ever, ever, ever have to face that.
It's a stiff price, though. Look at yourself, drinking blood, living in darkness, unable to see your reflection in a mirror. Or is that just a myth?
Can't be seen in a mirror. Look, anything worth anything has a price. And when I'm standing next to your deathbed, looking as young as I look right now, and I see that fear in your eyes at the moment of death, then tell me the price is too stiff.
It's more likely I'll be looking into your eyes at the moment before they lead you into the gas chamber. But that's a moment you won't have to face if you tell me where the others are.
Why would I? They're the only ones that can kill me.
No, if you are what you say you are, I know what can kill you. It'd be very easy to cover those windows. Just tell me where the other two are. In a couple hours, there'll be no escaping the sun. Sun. If he wants to talk, cover the windows and call me.
What if he turns into a bat and flies out through the bars?
That man is clearly delusional. But I get the sense that not even he believes his own claims. For now, we've got to play along with his beliefs. I'm hoping that the sunlight will give him an excuse to talk.
Why don't you go back to your hotel and get some sleep?
I didn't check in the hotel room. I don't sleep anymore.
edema ball at the nostrils, rupture of the skull due to internal steam pressure. These are indications of long exposure to extreme temperatures, not a sunburn for 15 seconds.
The guards found no flammable materials? I had believed that this man's illness was psychological.
There is a condition known as Gunther's disease. Congenital erythropoietic porphyria, creating cutaneous photosensitivity.
I'm familiar with porphyria. It's an affliction that causes lesions and blisters when skin is exposed to sunlight, not fourth-degree burns. Sufferers may have a hema deficiency, which can be supplemented by a small ingestion of blood, not the kind of bloodthirst that this man had. It's probably ignorance of porphyria as a disease that led to the creation of vampire myths in Asia in the Middle Ages. I had dismissed the possibility of the actual existence of such a creature as myth.
You are really upsetting me. On several levels.
When will you get the blood test back?
Next week.
What's this purple stain here?
Could be an ink stamp. Like they give it a party or a club.
Can you read it?
It is possible that the heat burned the ink permanently into the lower levels of the skin. An old coroner's trick.
I can make a quarter appear from behind your ear.
What a normal person like me is doing in a place like this.
How do you define normal?
Misha, red wine. I don't. How do you?
All I know is normal is not what I feel.
You've lost someone. Not a lover, a friend. I'll get these.
He who drinks my blood
has eternal life. You're not interested in this place, in what we do.
How do you know?
You're afraid of me. I take the life of others inside me, into my blood.
I need to know.
day long. I deal with equity, notes, bonds. Nothing that's real. This gives my life. Krista. It's a normal name.
AIDS. Aren't you afraid?
I wish I could die.
I don't know who you are, freak, but we're two consenting adults. Now, get the hell out of here. Kristen? Kristen? Turn. Don't worry. I took care of that guy. I told you I'd protect you.
Cut off the power supply at some point, and the phone. Fits their M.O.
Agent Mulder, this is our forensic dentist you requested, Dr. Jacobs.
How do you do?
I don't want to bias your report, but I need a preliminary examination for anything unnatural.
Uh-huh. Shine the light down here. Mulder? All this time I've been putting raspberry sauce on ice cream.
Check these prints immediately. One will be the victim's, the other should be the woman we're looking for.
Right.
Well, the bites are not done by an animal. These are human. And realize this is a cursory exam, but I'd say they were made by three different people.
We got the front. You go around the back.
Uh-huh.
You check the garage. Okay, do it. Open her up.
Miss Kalor, Los Angeles Police Department. We have a warrant to search the premises.
Found these veterinary needles. Size matches the puncture ones of the previous victims. Now look at this. This is from a snake bite kit. It's placed over the wound to extract poison. Only this one
has blood in it.
Over here.
Special Agent Fox Mulder, Federal Bureau of Investigation. They're after you.
How do you know?
The bread. Legends in Eastern European countries, it said that one can protect oneself by eating bread filled with blood. You were protecting yourself.
And now you're protecting me?
I think it's best if I took you into protective custody. They'll kill once more. They'll try to kill you.
Why are you here alone? Because you think you're not afraid? Because you need to know. You need to know they are who you believe they are.
What I believe you to be.
One change in the wind and the fires will move this way. Have you ever tasted blood? No, you haven't. Blood tastes dangerous. It's sweet. and thick.
You were in Memphis and Portland when the other murders occurred. How are you connected?
When I was a little girl, my father beat me. Abuse is too frail a word. He showed his love for me by beating me. I was dead. One night he hit me so hard, he knocked out two teeth and locked me in my room. The blood poured from my mouth onto the floor and down my throat. It was the only way I knew I was alive. I met John in Chicago. You know him as the son. He also beat me. I guess that's the way it works sometimes. He hit me once and cut open my lip. I was angry. As revenge, I jumped on him and I bit through his lip. He tasted my blood. And I tasted his. After that, we were into blood sports. But I never... I lost him. One night, he came home with two others. And it turned unnatural. I left him and I moved to Memphis.
But they followed you. They want you.
I'm tired of running. And you're here to protect me. He's trying to ward me off.
It's from someone I lost.
I'll help you find her.
The one you lost, John, he's dead. But they've picked up another. There are three again. Kristen, I think you'll be safer if you come back to the police station with me.
Without him, they won't come for me. I won't go.
And I won't go.
You need to get cleaned up.
been watching. I had to wait for you to finish. I had to wait to tell you. It's true. I was as surprised as anybody. You can live forever. Everybody else just dies, but we come back. The spirit showed me. Now she'll show you. We live in a different world, Kristen. Nobody on the outside can end my life. You can't kill me. But I can kill you. I know, Kristen, what I did to you was... If I were to die, I would certainly go to hell for what I did. But I love you. And I can atone for eternity.
Car's down the hill.
Mine's in the garage. The keys are in it.
You have to get your things.
I'll be right there.
Okay.
We'll rise up. You can't kill us. You're not one of us.
But I will be. I'm tasting the blood of a believer.
But you haven't taken a life.
I'll take more.
Don't do that. Don't do that!
Mulder. I'm sorry. We found four bodies. All dead.
The remains?
The fire was extremely hot. It's just ashes and bones.
This.